Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampa.
Issue. Okay, that's all right. We're fine now. We're live. We kind of missed our intro, but that's okay. We'll edit it back in post. So, here we go. All righty. Life is easy to do when you're a little stoned. Things get a little crazy sometimes. So we have a special guest waiting in our green room. So we're going to kind of move through our little intros and stuff here pretty quickly because I'm very interested in talking to her. So anyway, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 65. Quick, think of a title. We have a guest. For Monday, November 7th, 2016, the Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and offers no trigger warnings or safe spaces. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampa nights?
Why, thank you, Betty.
Oh boy, I am excited for something. All right, I can feel and smell the electric in the air.
All right. Okay, Betty, thank you. All right, so it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like we're going to have some nice weather in store for us this week, unless you're listening live. It's currently not, mostly cloudy and 74 degrees Fahrenheit or 23 centigrade for you snowbirds, because I've seen your plates. And we have a humidity of 52%. There's a dew point of 55 and visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. It's always 10 miles in Florida. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Mostly cloudy with a low around 67 overnight. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 79. A 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 64 overnight. And if you didn't catch that, too bad. And now that's your Tampa weather. How is it in Chicago, Joe?
Hey, thanks, Anthony. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Chicago. And it's from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 62 degrees here in Chicago, and it's mostly clear. The humidity is at 46%, which I got to tell you is really nice. I can feel the ease of breathing. The wind speeds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour, and it's clear visibility, which is always at 10 miles. If you have a Nubrin card, then maybe it's higher. Who knows? Who cares? Monday night, we'll see a 30... Betty threw that in there.
Ah, that's
she
Betty.
Always
we love Betty.
She throws her stupid... Yeah.
Hey, you give her she enough time in morning rush visual. Hour, and she still wants to get all over the place.
I know.
All right, so go on. I'm sorry.
Monday night, we'll see a 30% chance of showers after 3 a.m., and it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tuesday, Election Day, which is also called Apocalypse Tomorrow, we'll see a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., and it'll be mostly cloudy all day with a high near 58, so it'll be a real doom and gloom kind of day. Finally, Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 54. And it looks like we're going to finally start seeing some lower temperatures here in Chicago, for which I am glad. We need that first freeze here to get rid of these stupid allergies. Anyways, that's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or give give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty awaits and desires your juicy details.
Oh, is that Betty? She just never can get enough. So let's move on. So we have, let me, and Amy, can you hear us, Amy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can hear you, which is good. When I stop hearing you, then we have problems. So we have, and that's usually when I fall on the floor. All right, so we have Amy with us, Amy Mellon, and I've been following her on Facebook, and she has a very good story to tell. You know, every now and then you run into somebody that has a good story to tell and can really give you a benefit of experience, of a good life experience in helping you along and how to overcome some of the biggest barriers. I mean, we all have barriers. You know, I hate my job. Joe hates his job. The mortgage has got to get paid. But at the end of the day, you know, somebody always has that good story of those hurdles that a lot of us just can't imagine. So anyway, so Amy, you're on the line. So welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem.
No problem.
So just to kind of warm you up here a little bit. Now you were in Washington and recently moved to Maryland, correct?
Yeah, I actually am from Oregon. I grew up in Oregon, but Portland's rent hikes priced us out of Portland, and we moved over to Vancouver for just 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And then So I'm from Oregon. That's where I know everything is Oregon. We just moved right over the river, but then my husband earned a promotion, and now we are in Maryland.
Wow.
We just up and came on a whim, on faith.
That was a big
We've
move.
We've never even visited here.
Wow, that is one heck of a move. So yeah,
ballsy.
Yeah, wow. I don't even know if I could do that in and of itself. So obviously you're getting settled in and kind of, you know, I follow you on Facebook, the FacePlace thingy mabob, mm-hmm. and I. You know, every now and then I see you post pictures, you're out and about in Maryland. So you seem to be getting settled in and actually hopefully a new place soon, I hope.
Yeah, I hope soon.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. So let's kind of go into the nitty gritty of mm-hmm. your call. And you use medicinal cannabis or marijuana or weed. I don't know if you have a preference of what you call it. We get some medicinal people that just really are very, very, very,
very
offended if we say weed. If we say weed, they say, oh, you can't
yeah.
call it weed. So anyway, so you use medical cannabis, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do. Every single day.
Okay. Okay. And how long? Because mm-hmm. you've mentioned that you were a newbie. So how long have you been using it?
I first started smoking October of 2014 is when I started smoking.
Wow.
I'd only used it like a half a dozen times my whole life before that, and I never took a hit myself. It was just my ex-husband, you know, blowing it into me.
So oh, okay.
Contact high at its best. You know, that was it.
Wow.
And then I fell asleep and woke up and was really hungry, and it really pissed me off, so I said I'd never smoke again.
Wow, that's too funny. That's too funny. So you're pretty new on the scene.
Yes, very.
So obviously prior to even using it medically, obviously you really didn't seem to mind it too much. Obviously you didn't have a problem with it, I take it.
No. My ex actually, we were together for 24 years and he used cannabis the whole time we were together.
Oh, okay.
But it was recreationally. I never understood the medicinal benefits of it. I think if he would have understood how it was helping him on a daily basis, he would have been able to communicate with me and share with me, and I would have been a lot more open. But that didn't happen, and so I didn't have that great of an attitude about it, but I also didn't balk at it because I saw how it helped some of his moods at times, and it helped his back pain. So I knew that there was some benefit to it, and then as I started learning more, I did vote for Measure 91 in Oregon. I voted to put rec legal, and now I'm regretting it because it's ruining our medical program there. But yes, I did realize there was some medicinal benefits to it.
Okay, well, and that's good. And like you say, it's like a self-medicating type of thing. And I'm sure a lot of us, because I know me personally, I suffer from a lot of anxiety, and that seems to be outside of some like Xanax and stuff, That seems to be what keeps me calm and centered, and I don't like taking Xanax or some of the stuff out there. It just totally just wastes you, and it's addictive, and that always frightens me. So what brought
Amy,
you?
I'm
sorry, go on.
Well, I was going to ask if you know, when you're taking cannabis as a recreation, if I'm saying this correctly, you didn't think about dosing, you didn't think about dosage, but now that you're using it for medicinal purposes, do you consider it now as a dose, or do you kind of create a dosing system for yourself? Does that make sense?
For myself or for Anthony? I wasn't sure who you were asking.
For you. I think for you.
Okay, for me. I didn't start smoking recreationally. I started strictly medicinal. What had happened was, I'll give you a little background. I had a bad car accident in 06. Ended up on lots of pills for 10 years.
Wow.
Got to the point where I had a car accident again, totally unrelated to my first one, in October of 2014. Oops. And let me reject this call. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. No problem.
And that the medication I was on, known as gabapentin, also known as Neurontin, made me black out at the wheel.
Oh, wow.
And, I had my daughter with me in the front seat. I had a friend of hers behind me in the car. And it was exactly like my first accident, only I was going the opposite direction, and I did cookies on the highway, and we lived. And at that point in time, I decided that's it. I'd never had an accident or a ticket in my life, had never been pulled over before. That day, I got cited, they yanked my license, and they gave me a sobriety test.
Oh, wow.
And at that, and I'd gone my whole life not dealing with any of this stuff. So at that time, I said to my husband, there's got to be something else that we can do. And I said, we have to look at something else. And he agreed. And he had a friend at work whose husband had started using medicinal cannabis, was actually having to look at quitting his job that he'd done for 20 some years because he was in so much pain.
Okay.
And was on opiates also. And he said, this is ridiculous. What can I do? He started smoking. He started growing. We ended up getting a little bit of flower from him. My husband says, he sends me a text one day and he says, grab the lighter and meet me out at the truck when I get home. And I'm thinking, okay, it's electrical. He needs to melt the shrink wrap around the wires. You know, what does he need a lighter for?
Yeah, right.
And he takes, he takes me off on a back road, hands me a bag. It's got some bud in it and a brand new glass pipe. And he says, here, load it. And I said, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. So he smoked. I didn't.
Well, we all started somewhere, you know.
I know. And he smoked in his younger days, so he was able to load it for me and this and that. So I smoke a bowl, we get home, and of course it was a very small one, and he says, you're not feeling anything, are you? And I said, no, I am not. And he said, well, come over to the window and show me what you did. Mm-hmm. And so he showed me, I showed him what I did, and he said, you just burnt it all up. He said, you didn't plug the carb hole, baby. And I'm like, sorry, I have no clue what I'm doing. I have no clue.
Oh, that is too funny. That is absolutely too funny. So, but yeah.
I know.
Yeah. No, I've done that before. I did that before. Sometimes I still do that today, and that's when I know I just need to put it down and move on. But I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah. So that was one of my newbie experiences, and that's when I first started smoking. And then I was still on all my pills, but I started titrating down off my gabapentin a little bit, the nerve medicine, as I would smoke. And I started realizing that Raspberry Kush was the first strain that I smoked, and I would notice that it was starting to help with my pain a little bit.
Okay.
So I was like, there's kind of something to this, and we kind of went from there.
So what are the different strains and how do they, you know, what are their different uses?
Well, of course you have your basic indica and sativa, and that's what everybody thinks that's all there is, but it breaks down so much farther than that. And what people really need to realize, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I have an emergency with my daughter, and she's trying to take care of dinner, and I need to help her with this. But you're just going to have to go down there by myself, kid. I'm by yourself. I'm sorry. No, I cannot. No, I cannot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'd like to get my kids to be a little bit more adult.
That's totally understandable.
Anyhow, the biggest thing that I found that was helpful was when I took pain meds. I cannot come with you. I am on a live call right now. I am sorry, but you're going to have to go take care of this kid, okay?
If you need to go, you can call us back in a few minutes. If I don't want
it's
you
okay.
to burn, I don't want you to burn the house down. Now you just got there.
No. Actually, what I'm going to do is we ordered pizza and the guy's stuck at the gate. So I'm going to throw my coat on and we're going to walk down there and I'll keep talking to you.
Hey,
guys.
That's fine. Hey, you're going on a fiber optic field trip.
Yeah,
the joys
there we go.
Of mobile
but,
technology.
What? Yeah, no doubt. But what I found to be the most helpful was. When I was on pain meds, I kept a pain journal. And I did this because when you are taking pain meds left and right all day long, every 4 to 6 hours, and it takes 45 minutes for them to kick in, you lose track of when you took your last pill.
Yeah.
And when you're in a lot of pain, and I didn't want to OD. And so I kept a track of what I took, when I took it, what kind of pain I was in. And I did the same thing when I switched to cannabis. I didn't know how to record this stuff, so I'd like, you know, put down one puff or two puffs and what strain I tried, you know, and I just went from there. And boy, I tell you, that has been one of the best things that has helped me figure out when my body's changing. I go back and I look at what I did beforehand.
Yeah.
Or what did I do when everything was working good?
Yeah,
and I tell you, it's majorly important.
That is.
It sounds like, yeah, it's good observation of yourself too. You know, it keeps you aware of what you're doing, which I think in the recreational world you're not thinking that way. You're not necessarily. You're just thinking, I just want to get high.
Oh yeah, I mean, for
you're
me,
not
the
thinking
for me, the last 20 years was it's just whatever's available. I mean, that's how it works.
Right.
of course, being in states where there's not a dispensary to be found around me, and,
exactly.
You know, and I think Chicago, because Joe, you're in Chicago, and are
we
there dispensaries
do have
in
medical
the city?
Marijuana, but. We do have dispensaries in the city, but it's a much more rigorous process right now to get it. So,
yeah, it's pretty restrictive.
You know, and anxiety, unfortunately, is not an item. It's limited
not
to
covered.
Basically, I think, yeah, I think PTSD is going to be covered.
Oh, yeah, they finally added that. But before that, you were basically had to be like 6 months or a year from death. Before
yeah.
They would, I mean, you'd have to have like a severe terminal illness before they would do it. And Florida was the same way when they tried to pass it. 2 years ago, and now we have one on the ballot now that covers a lot more like PTSD and anxiety and depression. So it's going to cover a lot more conditions here in Florida. So which is interesting because you went from Oregon, which, you know, clearly and we all follow it on the news has, you know, you've got dispensaries. There's a lot. I mean, you know, us,
yep.
And me in Florida, it comes
they're
up on
everywhere.
It comes up. On, I know. And it comes up on the news and I just sit there on the sofa and yep. I just twinge a little bit. I cry. I'm like, oh, it's so far away. But you obviously you went from Oregon to Maryland. Now, Maryland does have, and I looked it up, it does have some allotments because it does medical is legal there. But how was that transition for you? How did that work out? Or how is that
well,
working
I don't
out,
have,
I guess?
I don't have my card yet.
Okay.
And I am going to be able to get my card.
Okay.
I just need to find myself a doctor. There's only like 7 qualifying conditions. I think that's him. 7 qualifying conditions, I believe it is, for Maryland.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot smaller.
That sounds strict.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Illinois because you guys are pretty strict as well. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Chicago and Illinois itself.
I'll qualify. Maryland, I will qualify under my nerve damage, my
okay.
neuropathy.
So that's good. So
yeah.
you're not going to have to go illegal on us all. So that's a plus.
No. Not to a certain extent, but they're only decriminalized up to 10 grams.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
So,
wow,
I mean,
okay.
they could, you
they
know.
They make it difficult.
I flew over here with oil. Over here with medibles.
Now, did you?
I walked right through TSA, wow. And they had no problem. They thought everything.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. Because, you know, yeah, I think in the past I've traveled with edibles before, and it never usually seems to be an issue. I've never tried to fly with actual weed on me. Although I had a friend that flew from Miami to Tampa,
okay.
And he had 2 ounces of weed in his carry-on bag, and it was stinky. And when I picked him up from the airport, I'm like, you carried that on the plane? Yeah. How did you not get caught?
I would be sweating bullets.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. So at least there's an option. And I guess are dispensaries at least fairly available in Maryland for you? Or are you going to have to, like, kind of travel a bit to get anything?
Yeah, I was really worried about flying.
Okay.
So what I did was I took my paperwork because I had just renewed my card in Oregon. I photocopied it. I put it in my carry-on bag with everything that was in there. Now, I had medibles that a friend made for me. And what I did was I took the medibles and split them up and put them into baggies that were Halloween snack printed bags. So it looked like I just had snacks with me. And that's what I carried in my purse, and that's what I also had in my carry-on. And I also brought 56 grams of RSO with me in a jar.
Oh, wow.
And it was right there. It was right there in my bag. They saw it. It was in a jar. I had no questions asked of me. They did not open my bag. I did have my dog with me, little 15-pound Cheweenie. So we were told that they may swab her.
Oh, okay.
For explosives.
Really? Well, that's just a scary thought right there.
Oh, poor doggy.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow, that's kind of frightening.
Yes, they thought they would. They said that they would probably swab her for explosives.
Wow.
But instead, they swabbed my hands.
Okay.
Melanie's hands. They put me in a 360-degree scanner, a full-body scanner, 3 times.
Oh, wow.
And then they also hand patted me down, and she said, "Do you want to go in a private room?" I'm like, "No, I got nothing to hide. Go ahead, feel
there,
me down."
There you
know?
Go. Wow, wow.
And that was it. And I was on my way. And it's like once you get on the plane, they don't care at that point. You know, if you're transferring or when you get off the plane, they don't care. You've already gone through security. So, yeah, it worked out great. I listened to a friend of mine who had talked to her attorney. And because I wanted to make sure, you know, I don't have any rap with the law or anything like that. So, but I pretty much stick myself out there, as you can tell from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I don't have anything else to lose.
Hey, yeah, hey, that's all great. That's great. So we're going to wrap up here, but I do want to hit a few other things with you. Now sure. I hear you have a documentary coming out soon.
Yes,
they
were hoping to get it out before the election tomorrow. And what it is they want to talk to kids. They want to show them what our generation has done and gotten mixed up with pills. And is cannabis an option to be able to not be a gateway drug, but an exit drug? And can it get people off opiates? And is it an alternative to be used rather than sending people to opiates to begin with? And so they were hoping to get it out before then, but they want to make sure it's a really good quality. So we're looking at about 2 weeks and it'll be out, but it'll be worldwide.
All right. And then obviously people can just follow you on Facebook. And I'm sure you'll post it up there. So Amy Mellon on Facebook, and you have one other bun in the oven of a project. You're very, very busy, very busy cannabis activist for being 2 years. I mean, Jesus, I've been smoking for 20 and I still sit in my living room staring at the TV sometimes. So you have something.
I just came out in January. That was the first time I exploded on the scene, and people were like, "Where the hell did this girl come from?" You know,
that's hilarious. So you have another project that focuses on with children and cannabis. Is that correct?
Yes. What I'm actually trying to do right now is heavy metal played a huge part in my healing journey last year, and getting me through detox. And so I really want to create an organization that's going to raise money for kids that will go to a summer camp for kids of chronically ill parents and those that are on opiates. I want it to come from the parents, because when you're a parent that's locked away for chronic illness,
yeah,
you just have, like, you know, your self-esteem is gone.
Oh, I can imagine.
It really is.
I can imagine.
And I want them to be able to feel like they can do something for their kids. And so the money from the heavy metal concert will, it's dried out, will raise the money to pay for the kids to go to camp. And the camp will be music-centered also. And so that's kind of my dream baby I'm working on right now.
All right, fantastic. So, we will definitely follow you on that one and see where it goes. We wish you the best of luck, and we're trying to get your story out to as far as we can as well, and maybe help hook you up with some folks that might help you with this. So, yeah, definitely. We'll have to keep following, because you've been getting some traction because you have a fantastic story, and I'm very glad that you shared it with us this evening. But I think we're going to have to bid adieu, because Joe has some news for us in a few moments here. So,
great. Thank you guys for having me on. Oh, sorry, my dinner kind of messed you up with your schedule.
Hey, no, don't worry about it. It's all good. I'd rather have you get it out. And thank you very much for being on with us tonight. And yeah, we'll hopefully be talking with you again soon.
You betcha. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that was just absolutely amazing, and I'm glad we got to talk to her. And again, that was Amy Mellon, M-E-L-L-E-N, on Facebook. Just look for her. She posts a lot of good. For a two-year newbie, she knows a hell of a lot more than I think I could ever imagine that I could.
Yeah, probably both of us combined.
Exactly. And with that, we're going to have to rush through it. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll make the plethora section short. So anyway, we got some other business to deal with.
And now for the news.
Good evening, folks, from the Chicago studios. It's me, Joe, and this is your worldwide news segment. Hey, Anthony, when all the people learn that stupid is just stupid, and why don't they know when stupid comes up on that? For that matter, it's like right in their face.
Well, you know, sometimes stupid is what stupid does.
Well, a zoo visitor filmed wrestling with a panda in the bear's enclosure was reportedly showing off in front of his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
The man had been found during Nanchang Zoo in China's Jinjiang province when he let himself into the panda house.
Bang, bang,
at first, the footage seems to show the pair playing around, and the tourist doesn't seem too alarmed by the encounter after he wakes up the sleeping panda. But amusement quickly turns into panic when the panda wrestles him to the ground and he struggles to free from his strong grip. The man was reportedly having a tour of the zoo with two female friends before climbing into the panda house.
Oh, not good.
Two female friends.
Not good.
He has now said he was trying to show off by teasing the animal. The disturbed panda. Yeah, I'd be disturbed too. Was at first seen on the zoo's CCTV closed-circuit television footage, hugging the man's leg before sitting on him. He was later given a medical assessment, but amazingly escaped unharmed. That's good, because, you know, that could have been dangerous for him.
That could have been dangerous moving for him. All right, let's move on. All right.
So, Anthony, in my time as a kid and a kid in school, particularly the Catholic school I went to, it wasn't uncommon to get your hands whacked by a whacked-out nun with her metal-edged torture device.
Oh, Jesus,
so when I read this story, I kind of had to laugh a little bit.
Wow.
I did. I had to laugh.
Oh, no. I can't tell you how many things I've had thrown at me by Sisters of the Perpetual Pain of St. Bede.
Yes. And this is from the Washington Post. Authorities say a Virginia Beach middle school teacher is facing charges after he became upset at an eighth grader and wrote the word focus on the student's forehead.
Okay.
He didn't write Ford Focus, he just wrote focus. According to Virginian Pilot, Daniel had just started working at Lansdowne Middle School when the incident occurred last month. The 46-year-old math teachers are, I think, in my general opinion, pretty just nasty people.
They can't.
But anyways, he got upset. Yes, I had some really doozies. This guy, though, got upset with the student for asking questions and not focusing in class, according to a criminal complaint cited by the paper. Board, who was arrested and charged Monday with misdemeanor assault and battery, kept the student from wiping the word off his forehead until he finished his schoolwork, the Virginia Pilot reported. In a statement sent to the Washington Post, Virginia Beach City Public Schools Superintendent Aaron said, "The incident is a painful reminder that harm is not always physical." Trophy time. Without a question, this action was humiliating for the student and made him the subject of ridicule. Isn't that the fucking purpose of learning? Sometimes, in a way, you gotta be ridiculed. You've gotta, like, kinda, you know, you gotta dig yourself out of a hole because you kinda fucked up.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense, you know. I mean, you know. But unfortunately, you know, still not a good idea to write on the student's head.
Yeah,
at least not in today's litigious society.
Exactly. In the interest of time, that's all I got for you tonight.
Is that all you have for us? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all. Are you sure you don't want to move on to?
Let's move on to the script. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you done with the news? All right.
I'm done with the news.
You're done with the news. All right, folks. Well. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this Unique on air, spelled with an E? Oh, yes, a galactic E streaming experience. Visit chiampa.info, chiampa.info, to find out how. All right, folks, hang tight. We're going to try to run a commercial break here. I seem to be having issues with buttons tonight. And, okay. Well, yeah, we had that here. Okay, wait.
But wait.
There we go.
We only ask that you talk up once in a while.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
And if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world. And I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned.
That was
Anthony's
a pause.
Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, Job Action Day, Color the World Orange Day, National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day. Hey you, those bittersweet chocolate with almonds taste good, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are getting fat, so get up off your ass already, get to work with Gusto, so that later you can go break out the orange crayons and color everything orange.
Yay!
What a weird thing to do. And finally, be kind to your pooch and be aware of canine lymphoma. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Yay. Thanks, Betty. Thank you, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're all right.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it. Okay.
I am so stressed out.
I am. Let me tell you. Because I've been unhappy with my employment situation, I'm seeking new employment in situations, and I've had to drastically cut things down. And
yes.
Oh, my God. It It's amazing how having a little break just intensifies
things.
Can so
clear
much.
The mind.
Oh my God.
And then clear the body. And then when you do take your medicine, you're like, wow.
Wow. All right.
I feel so much better.
Exactly. So let's get this shiznit on the road. All right, to highlight the upcoming weed election, I thought it was important to bring you, our listeners, some stories of floor idiots behaving badly while under the influence of drugs that are considered safer than weed by the U.S. government. Yeah. Our fourth story of the night comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us a story about a man who had a little too much libation while working on his libido. Say that 10 times fast while stoned.
Libido, 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 libido.
All right, there you go. Better than me. Better than me. All right. So, according to the Florida Highway Patrol, a 28-year-old Castleberry resident was having a blast at the Dancers Royale strip club on Colonial Drive in Orlando the other night. Dancers Royale. Where all your dreams become nightmares. Eventually, his evening had come to an end. So, actually, I've never been there. Maybe it's a wonderful place. I don't mean to diss it. I'm sorry. I've never established it. Please check it out for yourselves. It's over on Colonial Drive in Orlando. Eventually, his evening had come to an end, so he poured himself into his 2016 Ford pickup truck and started to drive home around 2:15 a.m. At some point... during this great adventure, the man driving the truck somehow managed to fall out of his truck less than a block down the street from the strip club. So basically, he pulled out of the parking lot and just fell out of the truck. So the truck then
That's
ran over. Yeah, right. The truck ran over his leg and then started rolling into the driveway of a home on the 5,000 block of Old Cheney Highway. The truck kept going until it crashed into the front of the house, injuring a 58-year-old woman inside. The intoxicated man fled the scene before authorities got there. However, he left the damaged truck stuck in the house with his identification inside. Investigators went to the man's address but did not find him, and they are trying to positively identify him before they release his name. The woman who was inside the home received minor injuries and was not taken to a hospital, according to troopers. No one else was injured. Troopers say charges are pending a further investigation.
That was great.
Yeah, right. Okay. So on our next story about drugs that are less dangerous than marijuana comes from WFTS ABC News in Tampa Bay. Most of us have been late paying our rent at least once or twice in our lives, and it's not unusual when your landlord gets a little upset because you've decided to stiff him for a little bit. However, the landlord in our next story takes things a little bit too far. Two women in the Newport Richey area were hanging out in their home on Fern Street last Thursday when a man wearing a ski mask and armed with a handgun barged into their trailer. The woman identified the man as their landlord right away based on his voice and his stature. The landlord zip-tied the two female victims' wrists and demanded oxycodone pills and then told them to stay put or someone in the woods would shoot them. Eventually, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office was contacted, and when deputies arrived, they searched the property, which revealed that the pills and gun were inside the landlord's house. The landlord had admitted to detectives that he was angry that his tenants failed to pay the rent. He believed that stealing the highly addictive pills was his only way to be repaid. The women were terrified and didn't want police to leave until the landlord was escorted off the property. They thought he was going to come back, but deputies assured them he was going to jail. Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. Yep. Oxycodone. All right. So I'm doing four tonight, so I'm kind of breezing through these. But I had to get these out because it's weed election. It's weed election. So we need to, find out these atrocities that are apparently safer than weed. All right, so time for one more Florida. These drugs are safer than weed story comes from WFTS ABC News in Tampa Bay. Before we move on to our Florida nakedness story of the week. So we have a Florida nakedness story. So a 10-year-old boy called 911 last Thursday night or Tuesday night after his father fell asleep in a car in a parking lot in Safety Harbor. The boy told deputies he didn't know where they were, that he was unable to wake his father up, and that he was scared. He also began walking around the parking lot looking for an adult to help. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said John, 39, was found asleep inside the vehicle when they arrived on the scene, and he appeared to be under the influence of an unknown controlled substance. Deputies recovered a prescription bottle from John's right pocket and two multicolored containers from the center console of the vehicle. John was arrested and booked with possession of a lorazepam, neglect of a child, and possession of morphine. He remains in jail on $9,000 bond. Yet weed remains a Schedule I narcotic like heroin, LSD, and MDMA. God bless America. Yeah. All right. So,
Sexy.
This, you know, we've been a little dry on our Florida nakedness stories, and we probably will be for a while, just because it's getting colder out. And Florida people in Florida don't get too naked, but although the Canadians think it's warm out, so maybe we'll get some naked Canadians. That will be a new segment of mine, Naked Canadians. All right, so finally tonight, it's time to lighten up our crazy Florida news with some Florida nakedness. Our final story comes from WFLA Channel 8 News in Tampa Bay and tells us of a story of a man with a car, some electrical wire, a penis, and a dream.
Oh my.
It's a live one. Literally.
Goodness.
56-year-old Kurt decided to go for a drive through a Boynton Beach neighborhood filled with children one afternoon last Monday.
Of course.
At some point during his drive, Kurt drove by a man, gesturing him to look down towards his groin area. The witness looked and saw an electronic device with wires attached to his penis. Yeah, how strange is that? The witness said Kurt asked him to get inside the vehicle, but he declined and called the police. Responding officers said that Kurt refused to comply to police commands and that he was eventually taken to the ground and handcuffed. It is unclear if Kurt has an attorney, but he had a shocking good time. And that's it. Yeah, right?
Imagine if it was Roger clamped on there.
Oh my goodness, that would just be too much. So anyway, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore, looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this, or that. Here comes the plethora, discussion, segment. Take it away, guys.
Yay, it's the plethora discussion segment where we're really high and we babble on about the most useless shit on the planet. Because that's generally what it turns into. It's generally where we go with it.
Right.
It's Monday, but we got an extra hour of sleep. That makes things easier.
It was an extra hour of work. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry. I got an extra hour of sleep. So first off, we have something special to say to one of our listeners.
Yes.
What are we going to say?
Happy birthday!
There you go! Yay!
Happy birthday, Carlos!
Happy birthday, Carlos!
Yes.
Our faithful listener, one of our faithful listeners.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
On the West Coast. Yes.
On the West Coast, where weed is seen as medicine. And not poison.
Yes. Apparently, there are edibles in San Francisco that maybe can be purchased at perspiries.
Is Sacramento expensive? Maybe we should move to Sacramento.
I think anything in California is expensive. That's the problem. Anything. Maybe Oakland, portions of Oakland somewhere in the Yes.
Well, let's just get 20 friends together and we'll rent a one bedroom apartment.
Well, you know, here's the other thing that people are doing. they are getting trucks and they are carving them out in big moving kind of trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're carving out living spaces.
Oh my god!
And they're living in their own vehicles.
Oh
yes.
Oh my goodness, no.
Now listen, if you've got experiences with this or you have anything else on your mind, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And just a little recap, we had, what was her name? Amy?
Amy Mellon.
Mellon.
A-M-Y-M-E-L-L-E-N. She's on Facebook.
She is a medical cannabis newbie, but she's got way more knowledge than the two of us combined. And it was great talking with her. So thank you.
Yeah, well, that was quite fantastic. That was quite enjoyable. And yes, most definitely. So tomorrow is the day of voting. It's V Day.
And it's then the tomorrow apocalypse.
And then after
tomorrow.
And then after tomorrow, all of this political bullshit will stop.
Oh,
oh
God,
my
yes.
God.
Well, no, because then you'll have.
No.
Depending on how sore of a loser somebody is.
Well, no, but that's fine. That's fine. Because either which way, we're not going to see the commercials. You know, I'm sure someone's going to be a loser, but I'm not going to get like 16 like life-size postcards in my freaking mailbox every single day. I'm not going to see. I'm not going to see who's better for our planet, who's worse for America, who likes to right? who likes to degrade women, who likes to blow up countries, who does this, who doesn't. I'm done.
Who likes to do smear ads?
Oh my god!
I saw a commercial today where the candidate said, and she's doing these smear ads, and all I want to do is give you promises.
I'm like, oh my lord.
Later.
And you know what gets me? All this money is, there are millions. This is probably maybe even a $1 billion industry, this whole campaign election bullshit. And seriously, we could do so much more good with all that money instead of buying ad space and sending out postcards and doing all this
laminated
nonsense.
Postcards, for that matter, that use very thick inks and processes that hurt the environment. Even though they say they use nice inks, it's still ugh. And you know what? Did you see that video on Facebook about exit polling and how computerized voting really, really should just go away? And we should resort back to a paper ballot system. We should be using open counting, and it should not be controlled by any private organization. It should be citizen. This is us. This is our president. This is our shit that we pay for. Essentially, you know,
we are the government.
We should be handing this off to private organizations. It's just wrong. But you know what? The powers that be have their way, and that's one thing I'm thankful for with this podcast is that we do have this supposed protection that says, you know, within reason, within responsibility, we can say what we want to say, and that's. I'm just going to say it. The system that we got sucks, and I don't want to vote for any of the people that are at the two top positions.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. But, you know, neither one appeals to me, and that's my right as an American to do that. And I think people forget that under the guise of, well, you got to get this one guy not to be the president. No, I got to vote for what I feel is my choice. And I'm going to just say it outright. I'm voting for Jill Stein. And I'm voting Green Party straight down the ticket because there needs to be more than just two people. It's a bad binary because we're now in this bad situation of we've got two candidates that nobody likes, really. Well, some people like Trump and some people like Clinton, but
Everyone has, you know, both candidates have a following, but, you know, it seems like there's a lot more people I've heard more from libertarians this election cycle. I've actually known a lot of people that are voting libertarian. I know a lot of people that are voting Green Party. And I know a lot of people that are just writing in Mickey Mouse or something. But I know the scary thing is there are a lot of people that I know that are just totally done with it. And it's exhausting. and it's going to be over. It's going to be over after tomorrow. I'm sure there will be a federal investigation. I'm sure there will be scandalous stories, and I'm sure there will be threats of lawsuits.
Do you think there'll be looting and rioting?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you think the government or like a portion of the FBI is going to splinter off and create some kind of a coup? Or, you know, try to be like some crazy third world country where, well, we don't like it that you won, so we're going to overthrow you, you know?
Maybe not that severe.
Well,
there's going to be a lot of pissed off people either way.
I think we're ripe for it. If you think about history and the way things go, we're due for some kind of a cycle in that term.
Well, no, we're definitely due.
We're
not
smart enough.
I think there's going to be more.
We're not smart enough to solve our problems. We're not.
I think we're going to, either which way, eventually in the near future, and I hate to say this because I really don't want to see it happen, but I think eventually there's going to be more and more civil unrest. And that civil unrest will eventually either take over the government through the voting process or through force. And we've seen it happen already in several countries where, you know, like, for example, look at Greece. Greece was very much operated very much like the United States. And they've had their government is upside down. They've gone through so much turmoil with their government recently. So it's very possible that we're going to see some crazy shit like that happen, depending on what happens, you know, really, because I don't know, you know, if one candidate wins, I think there's going to be more of an issue if one candidate wins over the other.
Yep. Yeah. Well, here's to a, at least a safe election season. No stupidity.
Thank God. Yes. I hope nothing happens. Yeah. I hope everyone it just ends. Everyone's done with it. We go on
just
with our lives. Vote. Do what you need to do. Vote. If you're in states that have ballot measures, please make sure you vote on those. And tune in tomorrow night if you want
to. Judges. Yes.
Yeah. Judges. All your judges. All your this. The amendment like Florida say no on one, yes on two. But tomorrow night, we're going to be carrying the Cannabis Radio has a thing running, and we're going to carry the first 4 hours of it. It's going to start tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Eastern, and then it's going to run till 10 o'clock Eastern. They are covering California, Arizona, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine. Maine. For legalization.
Well, MA is Maine. ME is.
No, MA is Massachusetts. ME is Maine. MA is Massachusetts. That's,
I failed my geography.
That's fine. That's not even geography. We're just talking about abbreviations. I believe that's all mostly recreational or totally recreational. And then on Florida, for medical, we have Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana are all voting for medical conditions. If you're in any of these states, please make sure you at least go out and vote for these amendments. Don't even fill out the rest of the ballot if you don't feel like it. Just vote for these amendments. So the first hour will be the Russ Bellevue Show. The second hour will be covering the Florida results. The third hour will be covering Massachusetts, Maine, and Arkansas. And then the fourth hour is going to be the Southwest, where it's going to cover Arizona. And then I guess there's a thing in Denver, Colorado, for like open use. And then a preview of the upcoming votes in North Dakota, Montana, and Nevada. And then after that, we're going to go to Upfronts Hall all night long. So you get the first 4 hours of these results. We call it Weedlection 2016.
Weedlection.
Weedlection 2016. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night. Starts 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, and runs till 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central in the evening. And we may break in and do some little improv work here and there.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Excuse me. I'm sure
report
we'll
report on any poll irregularities. Poll,
yes. Any interesting like things going on. Or just if we feel like blathering this way or that way. Oh, my goodness. Is it already that time?
Yes, it is.
Wow, time flies when you're stoned. Oh, it was lovely, everybody. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Or if you're not tuning in tonight, for listening in on a recast on your favorite device. Although I suggest you tune in live. We're more exciting when you tune in live. Then you can actually call us, which is 813-327-8566. Which I don't know if we even gave our number. Do we ever get our number during the rest of the show? Maybe that's why nobody called. Okay,
we did.
All right. So anyway.
Thank you, everyone, tuning in, no matter how you do. We invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place. Plus, I source some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch my show, Weekend with Joe, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal rock and other eclectic sounds, including jazz. Tune in starting 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sundays, and then again on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. You can always make your morning commute more commutable with M&Ms in your mouth filled with peanuts. It's amazing. Think of the children. Make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated host, Betty. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. She seems to be liking a lot of Philip Marlowe, like these old detective shows, which I think is kind of cool. There's also the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts, and that's Monday mornings right after Rush Hour. Tune into Radio Thrift Shop in the afternoons right after CPR News at noon. And then again, all that great programming comes from our friends at radio4all.net.
Wow, so much great programming.
Programming.
On mainstream media anywhere, folks. Because listen, we're 24 hours. You know, we do this shit 24 hours a day. Not me and Anthony, but we carry programming 24 hours a day. And I can't go without plugging our stuff to our website. Please visit us at www.chiampa.info for our broadcast schedule and more, because sometimes I post crazy things there. Follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio. That is also our Instagram handle, at Chiampa Radio. And keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Chiampa Radio. All one word. Yep, we've got our branding down, don't we?
We're trying. We're trying. God
and
bless
wow,
America.
Look at what time it is.
Wow, isn't that great? Wow, we're actually running on schedule for a change.
Right?
Somehow. Somewhere. Some
go
way.
Vote.
Go vote. Do all that
just
shit.
Go vote.
Just vote. Yeah. Exactly. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. I think we'll be back next Monday if the apocalypse doesn't happen. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info to find out all about us. And remember, folks, get out. No, I got 40 seconds left. I've got to fill this. This has got to be fast. I can't do this so slow. We're just
going to
talk for just give me like 10 seconds of conversation. That's all I ask
for. Well, you know what? I just wanted to say a quick thing about the judges. I would say, and this will be our LGBT tag, follow the recommendations on judges. Okay,
yes,
bye.
Judges. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday. Blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, get out and vote tomorrow. Vote early. Vote often. And in Florida, vote no on one, yes on two. Have a good night, a good week, and a stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.